You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. The Word abides in me. It's the title of this devotion. And Jesus, of course, in John chapter 15 says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will bear much fruit. I tell you, I would love to talk to you about more fruit because I really feel we're entering into such a phenomenal fruitful time in the kingdom of God, where we're going to see the manifestation of Jesus Christ in us in such wonderful ways. Because that is the fruit, is the manifestation of His life, His love, His power, His grace, His healings, His gifts, His blessings. And all, as you abide in Him and His word abides in you, the fruit will increase and will improve and become more evident to others. But today I want to talk to you about how His word abides in you, that you in us, that we become strong. We see 1 John chapter 2, verse 13 and 14 says, I write to you, fathers, because you've known Him from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you've overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you've known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you've known Him who's from the beginning. I write to you, young man, because you're strong and the word of God abides in you and you've overcome the wicked one. You see, it is such a vital part of our spiritual growth to begin to understand that the Word of God is living and active and powerful, dividing us under even the marrow and the bone and soul and spirit, able to reach the deepest parts of our nature to bring the light of His life there, to bring the character of its living, life-giving word into the deepest parts of our nature, that whatever maybe you've gone through in the history of your being on this earth, maybe as the smallest child, the word can reach into that depth that is maybe completely hidden from your consciousness and bring cleansing, healing, reconciliation, restoration, and forgiveness and freedom from the historic nature of shame or the historic nature of feeling rejected or feeling not loved or feeling not wanted or feeling not valued. And often that reaches deeper than maybe your own parents. Maybe it goes beyond what they experienced that they passed on to you. But no matter how deep the stain of that pain, Jesus Christ, through His living word in you, can reach it and uproot it and change your inner nature and free you from any trace of such wounds, such hurts, such pains, such shames. The word living in you is such an incredible part of spiritual growth, and it's so important. It's the very covenant anointing of the new birth. It is what your spiritual growth must constantly become aware of. That the word is not just a doctrine of theology, but it is the spirit of the life of God. It is the life of the Son of God in us. He is the word made manifest in us. And His word is living, active, and powerful, bringing into us its nature, its character, and its fulfilling powers, that we become part of the divine nature by precious promises given to us. And listen to what it says here in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, 11, and 12. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will imprint my laws upon their minds, even upon their innermost thoughts and understanding, and engrave them upon their heart. I will be their God, they shall be my people. And it will nevermore be necessary for each one to teach his neighbor and his fellow citizens, or each one his brother, saying, know, perceive, and have a knowledge of, and get acquainted by experience with the Lord. For all will know me, from the smallest to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful and gracious toward their sins, and I will remember their deeds of unrighteousness no more. And he's quoting from Jeremiah chapter 31. And friends, this is the great life-giving power of our spiritual growth. And it's so vital that you begin to realize that the Word lives in you. The Word abides in you. It's active in you, working you like a seed that's being watered by the Spirit of God, and that germinates inside of your nature, inside of your innermost depths of your nature, your kidneys, your liver, your most deepest organs, your heart. The Word is living in our heart, living in our mind, and forming its nature and character in us. And it's becoming so active. That's why when you hear the Word being spoken, as it lives in your heart, it mirrors the Spirit. It witnesses it. It recognizes its language. It understands spirit to spirit, the language of the Word, of the living Word. A preacher can preach with the most unusual delivery, and yet it comes alive. We had a preacher here some years ago, a dear friend of mine, Pastor Joshua Krishna. He is a pastor of a phenomenal church in San Francisco. And I'll be ministering there sometime soon. But he came to preach here, and his delivery was a little bit not as common to the Brits. In other words, that he was loud, verbally, very loud, almost shouting. But it was God shouting inside of me. I will never, ever forget. God was shouting in me not to give up what sets me apart to him. Not like Samson gave up what set him apart to God. He told Delilah what was the secret of his consecration, the seven locks of his hair. And she had them shaven while he was in a drunken sleep. And he lost the power for many years, 40 years, I believe, and God restored it to him, by which he was able to achieve more at the end than he ever did throughout his whole life. But still, he gave up what set him apart to God, and the message came from God. Do not compromise. Do not give up what set you apart. My, that Word was resounding in me, and it still does. And yet the delivery might have been whatever it was, but it was heaven come down to me and God speaking in me. And I have that so often, that the delivery can be very unusual to some others, and yet God speaks. And I think that this is vital to you and me. Jesus said, my paraphrase of John 5:24, if you can hear me speaking God's word to you, it shows his life is manifesting in you, and you are no longer under his judgment, for you've already passed from death into his life. If you can hear me speaking God's words to you, it shows his life is manifesting in you. You see, Jesus said, the words I speak to you are spirit and life. He said, you search the scripture, John 5:41 or so. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But these are they which testify of me, but you will not come to me that you may have life. Jesus, when he was speaking, people who received him felt the life of the Word in them. And thereby they were liberated from the law of sin and death. Or as Peter would say in chapter 1, verse 23, we have been born again by the incorruptible seed of the ever-living Word of God. Oh, friends, this is spiritual growth. This is what makes you spiritually grow, that the Word is consistently bearing witness with your spirit that you are born of God. The Word is spirit alive. And by the living Word, the spirit of the life of the Word in you, you have the language of God. You have the hearing of God. Hearing comes by faith, but faith comes by hearing the Word of God. No, faith comes by hearing. But hearing comes by the word of God, Romans 10:17. When the word is living in you, that's your hearing. You're able to hear. Jesus said, blessed are your ears for they hear and your eyes for they see. For to you it's been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Friends, it says too in Hebrews 3 verse 7, while it is called, yet today, hear what the Spirit is saying. Do not allow that word inside of you to be neglected, but constantly worship, 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 reading, praying the word, speaking the word. Oh, my God is faithful, who will sanctify your whole spirit, soul, and body. And he who is faithful will also do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Oh, I would just pray it. And that sanctifying, what sets me apart to live holy to God, would manifest in me through the word of God. You see, the word brings into manifestation through the spirit what it says in you and me. The word shuns from within that which is contrary to its fulfillment. My dear friends, spiritual growth is the simplicity of the word living and active and powerful within you. And you have to realize that without it, there is no true spiritual growth. You can never neglect its written and keep growing spiritually. If you just go by some dream or some vision, you will go astray. While the dream and the vision may be of the Lord, you got to stay with it is written. You got to stay with it is written. You got to keep meditating on it is written. You will not be able to withstand the devil by just some dream or vision. You got to be able to say, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. My word, says the Lord in Isaiah 55, shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that for which it was sent. He watches over his word to perform it. By the opening of his word in our heart, light begins to come inside of us. How can any man live holy and clean before God but by the word living in him? Jesus is the living word in our hearts by which we spiritually keep growing and being conformed to its nature and character. And we begin, like Jesus, to realize that the Word is God. It is God in us. It is His Spirit in us, His life in us. It never dies. It's always active and alive and powerful, fulfilling and bringing into fulfillment into our lives. That's why when you have a certain area in your life where you spiritually need to grow, look up scriptures that talk about it. When you need to see the fulfillment of God's word, look up scriptures and pray them and pray them. And they begin to activate and become alive in you and become powerful in you and begin to draw the manifestation of what you're believing for into your being. Abraham became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. And because that word was so active and alive in him, even though there was no hope, he had hope. And he did not consider his own body as good as dead as 100 years of age, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he considered him who had spoken faithful, that what he had spoken he would also fulfill. And therefore he gave praise to God, not being weakened through unbelief, but being strengthened in faith through the word of God, giving praise to God. And that very nature is the righteousness of God in Christ, living in us, active in us, powerful in us, to which Satan has nothing. There's absolutely nothing he could do to stop that word from coming to pass, as long as you just keep praising and worshiping what God says. And you worship what God says. My Father has called me into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Oh, Father, I thank you, faithful. You've called me into fellowship with your son, Jesus Christ. And you just pray the word and it begins to manifest in you and become active in you and powerful as it begins to reveal itself in your flesh. Ooh, glory, I feel the anointing of God, amen. Have a good day.